Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. This is the game.
We're back live with the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. Let's Talk Blackness Show. Tonight we're broadcasting out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I, Ed Robinson, your host. We are here in Fort Lauderdale for the Conference of Black. The NBC LEO Conference. NBC LEO. Those are the acronyms for National Black Caucus for Local Elected Officials. National Black Caucus for Local Elected Officials. NBC LEO. We're down here trying to get some good information to bring back to you, and let's put into force. But you remember that our call-in number is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. Here every day from 8:30 to 9:30. We are hoping that people will call in so that we can talk about issues that affect Black folk as a whole, where we are and what we can do to kind of resolve some of these problems. Because the whippings are, you know, it's just unsustainable. We cannot. Well, I guess it is. If we accept the fact that we are second class, there are problems out there that negatively affect the African American community, the Black community. I prefer Blackness. And there are the problems that negatively affect us, and then these problems, these things that have this negative effect, you know, we're letting them go unchallenged. So many things that have passed the legislature, you know, the Voting Rights Act, they killed that. Civil Rights Act, they're killing that. You know, the Obamacare, they're coming after that. I mean, everything that is has been the product of progression for Black folk. These things, the establishment have gone after, mostly the Republican establishment. And in my opinion, they are fighting much more rigorously and forcefully than we are. I mean, we're being sidetracked by so many different other things. You know, you've got the gay rights movement, you know, and they're fighting and winning. You've got the feminist movement, they're fighting and winning. You've got the Hispanic movement, they're fighting and winning. Everybody is doing something except us. And, you know, I'm seeing that that we have, those who we have chosen to be leaders have aligned themselves with the status quo. You know, I'm going wherever is best for me. And if it means that I can sell my people out, then I'll do it, if it's going to be for my best interest. And I'm not concerned about my child. I'm not concerned about my grandchild, my cousin's children. You know, I'm only concerned about me, what I can get out of this deal. And Black folk are so naive that they have put somebody like me in position who only concern is that I get mine. And I can care less about anybody else, what they have. You know, it's just a problem. It's just a problem. Now, one thing that we do with the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, we are a Chamber of Commerce organization. You know, Chamber of Commerce, what we do is we work hard to build businesses. And our main thrust is that we work hard to build Black businesses. And that's where we are falling short. It's not that, you know, we have a problem with
Growth and Development. We feel that there is a lot of discrimination, and we want to put an end to it. We want to put an end to it by building black businesses to the point where they can be competitive. We want to make sure that, you know, we get our fair share of the loans. We want to make sure we get our fair share of the incentives that are being offered. And we want to make sure that we're not used in the sense that when you talk about incentives for minorities, and then you classify a white woman as a minority, and she is given more of an incentive than blacks, you know, and then we can go and say, okay, we did give to minorities, white women. You know, these kinds of things that we allowed to happen years ago when they enacted this law that says that white women, a white woman, would be considered a minority. You know, I never did agree with it. I still disagree with it. And if you have a problem with it, call me, 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. You know, when we look at it, see, white women own, I don't know the percentage, but they own the most wealth in the country. White women. And why? You know, it's obvious. White women marry these old white men that are rich, young. Of course, I got a lot of money. I can buy what I want. So I'm going to buy me a young, pretty woman. And when I die, I'm going to leave it all there. And that's what's been happening. most of the wealth is owned and controlled by white women. But yet we consider them as a minority. Yeah, there's a real problem, in my opinion, with that. There's a real problem, in my opinion, with that. we need for you to call in. Our call-in number is 516-453-9921. You're listening to the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce radio blog show with your host and CEO and president of the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. That is Ed Robinson. Ed Robinson, I am also a member of the Florida City Council, and we are broadcasting here live out of Miami, Florida tonight, out of my... Fort Lauderdale. We're right down the street from Miami. And we're here for the conference. I keep saying conference, but the NBC LEO, National Black Caucus of Local Elected Officials. National Black Caucus of Local Elected Officials. And the show that we have now is called Let's Talk Blackness. Let's Talk Blackness. And the call-in number is 516-453-9921. Call-in number is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. Waiting for a caller to call in. We want to hear your, we want you to come in and be a part of the discussion of blackness. We want to advertise the fact that on August 29th of this month, the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce in Florence, South Carolina, we'll be doing a what we call sit-in, a sit-in that's right downtown Florence, South Carolina. It's right in the middle of the rehab zone where that area was 99.9% black 2 years ago. Now it's 99.9% white. But it is under massive construction. I mean, we will spend probably $200 million in there. We pretty much run all the black entrepreneurs out. We've already signed contracts with new entrepreneurs to come in. We've given them incentive that you would not totally believe. It is just crazy. And not that I have a problem with the growth and development of downtown. It is happening all over, but the way it's happening. And I, from what I'm hearing, it has been the norm that this is what happens all over the country. As I said, now we are here in Fort Lauderdale for the Carolina Regional Black, for the NBC Leo Conference, National Black Caucus of Local Elected Officials. And I'll find out, you know, because we'll have municipal elected officials, mayors, black mayors, city council people from all over the country will be here talking about issues that affect us, black folk. And you know, we will be here broadcasting every night from 7:30, I mean from 8:30 to 9:30. Now I think maybe Thursday and Friday night there might be things that I might need to attend, and I may not be the host those nights. But if I'm not the host, it's because there are events that I need to attend to make sure that I get all that I can get out of this conference, make all the connections that I can make to bring back to you so that we can discuss these things whenever I get you to begin to call in, so that we can talk about the issues that we have with black folk. We simply cannot just sit back, do nothing, and let the status quo continue to grow the way it is. Because the clock for us is not going forward, it's going backwards. Give me a call, the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce blog show. Our blog number is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. It's Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. And we invite you to join us for our conversation. Join us for our conversation. I want to advertise the fact that we're going to be having in Florence, South Carolina, a sit-in. Your sit-in will be right downtown, you know, right in the middle of the revitalization project. And the purpose is to, because at that sit-in, I will be there with all the statistics as to how it was before, how it is now, what it is projected to be, how much money has been given to potential entrepreneurs, who those entrepreneurs are, and in every instance, in every case, the black right ratio is just totally out of sync. It is something that's just not acceptable. We cannot, and I'm constantly pressuring that issue, that we cannot just sit back and allow these things happen. This is the future of our children, grandchildren, of ourselves, of our brothers, you know, and you know, and from my perspective, it is all about leadership. You know, I mean, I ask you, anybody that's listening, to declare somebody in your realm of leaders, who do you think is the most powerful leader, black leader, in your area? Is that person doing all they can do to make sure that there's fairness and equity? Or maybe you might think it is fairness and equity as it relates to the racial breakdown or makeup of your area. And then if there is, then, you know, I like to hear that and understand why you think it is. And maybe the reason you think it is, it might be the answer to the questions that I'm looking for. Why is it? Why is it that I think that things are so far out of sync? I think it because I see it. But if I'm not seeing wrong, I want to know. I want you to help me. Call me and let me know.
516-453-9921. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce blog radio show. Again, we are broadcasting from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, right here on the beach. It's gorgeous down here. You know, surprisingly, the weather here is not as bad. It's not as hot as it is in Florence. It seems it's a lot more pleasant. It's still a little warm, but a lot more pleasant. Ed Robinson, Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce blog talk radio show. Give me a call. Call in number is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. And I need to kind of throw in a little advertisement for Ms. Ann King. She's Ann King Realty in Florence, South Carolina. So if you're looking for a real estate agent who is very professional, thorough, and will be fair, one thing that I can say about Ms. King, she is going to be fair with you. No redlining. She is going to fight for you to get the best prices on your loans or whatever, or if you want to sell or rent your property, she's there to do that. Ann King Realty, I don't have the number, but you can Google it. Ann King Century 21. Ann King Century 21 out of Florence, South Carolina. Again, we're broadcasting to you from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce blog talk radio. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce blog talk radio. And one more time, I need to give you, well, let me give you this number first again. 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. That's the call-in number.
call us. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, you know, and as President Obama had said when he came to Charleston, South Carolina, we have to let our voices be heard. We just cannot sit quietly and let the status quo take control of our future without giving any input. We elect these people, so many of us, and they go, they make choices for us that are not favorable. The kind of choices that we want to see happen for us, for the future of our children, for the future of our neighborhoods, for job opportunities, all of these things that we have that negatively affect us, you know, we will expect these politicians that we elect, to be more fair with what they do and how we are, how they represent our best interests. Represent our best interests and not their best interests. And see, it appears to be the status quo among politicians now. The interest that they represent is the interest that they all support for their best interests. You know, and not that I care about any politician using their position to help them better than their economic status. I don't have a problem with that. If in doing so, it has absolutely no effect on representing the people that elect them to put them there. They're there to serve our purpose. If there's any perks on the side that come as a result of, so be it. But don't let those perks be a price tag for the freedoms of the people that you were elected to represent. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, we're going to take a break right now. And what we're going to tell you, we want you to kind of break them chains.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm. Break every chain, break every chain.
Okay, we're back live. Talking about issues. Ed Robinson, your host for the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, broadcasting you live today, right now, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. From Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're here in Fort Lauderdale for the NBC Leo Conference. NBC Leo, that is the National Black Caucus of Local Elected Officials. National Black Caucus of Local Elected Officials. NBC Leo. And we're here, these are municipal elected officials from all over the country. We're here to talk about blackness. You know, that's something that a lot of people run from in today's times. You know, I mean, we've got people in Florence. I mean, those who are doing well, doing good. You know, we were doing a banquet. we were doing a banquet, and I tell you, it was the owner of McDonald's, a black man. And we were doing a banquet, and I asked him, I said, you know, we want you to be a sponsor and support. But he had a problem. He had a problem with supporting anything that would be considered black. Well, you know, I've got a lot of white folk who are my customers, and you know, I don't want to offend them. That messed me up. To support issues that black folk promote, and the purpose of that issue is to help black folk come up out of the gutter and try to fit in with the status quo so that we can be more competitive. But because we are saying black, he has a problem. Because we are saying black, he has a problem. And you know, there are several strong black entrepreneurs in Florence. And do you know that I could not get one to support the issue that we have, to support the banquet that we had for the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. Now, so we're a black chamber of commerce, and our purpose is to build businesses, to build black businesses. And for black established businesses to run away from us is a catastrophe. It's a catastrophe. Now, we can, they'll strongly criticize us if we don't support them. But they don't support us. You know, so what do we do? Here we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Caller? Hello?
Are you there? How are you?
Can you hear me?
I hear you well. How are
how are you tonight? Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
I just wanted to say one quick thing. Baba Booey.
Okay, I'm listening.
Baba Booey.
Say it again.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the term.
Really?
No.
Search it.
How do you spell it? B-A-B-A?
Yeah. And then B-O-O.
B-A-B-A.
Why?
B-A-B-A-B-O-O?
E-Y.
Okay, B-A-B-A-B-O-O-B-Y.
E-Y.
All right.
E as in eat.
Oh,
E-Y.
B-A-B-A-B-O-O-E-Y.
Yes.
Ba-ba-boo-y. Okay, I will certainly research that, and then maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow night. Unless you want to talk about it tonight. You don't want to talk about it tonight.
Oh, I want to talk about it tonight.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, tell me, what is it? Tell me, what is Baba Boy?
How big are your teeth?
How big are what?
Your teeth that you eat
My
with.
My teeth?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. I can't answer that question.
You can? You can't measure them?
No.
Oh, that's so fun.
Okay, I mean, you're not really making much sense, so I'm wondering if...
What skin color are you?
I'm black. What are you?
Oh, I'm Asian.
Oh, you're Asian? Well, good,
yeah.
Fine.
What is the show about?
We're talking blackness. We're talking about blackness.
I'm talking Baba Booey.
Okay, well, I'm not familiar with the term. I guess I'm going to have to, since you're not really explaining what it is, I'm going to have to kind of research it.
It states itself. It's Baba Booey. Nothing much.
Okay. Okay, I understand what you're saying. What you're saying is what I'm saying is nothing, basically.
Well, no, it's Baba Booey.
Okay, all right. We thank you for calling in and expressing your opinion. We don't want to listen to everybody and find out what they have to say, but we need to know specifically what you're referring. Well, he's gone, so that's good. We've had this Baba Booey. That's kind of messed up. But we at the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, I think, again, you know, we were talking about blackness. And some people, like I said, are somewhat offended by blackness. But, you know, when I look in the mirror and what I see, I'm proud of what I see. I see a black man, and we are talking blackness. And so if you have any discussion of merit, something that you know, and we want to talk to everybody. No, we're not going to be mean or cruel to anybody. We want to talk to, and you do not have to let people know who you are. You can just call in and talk freely without people knowing who you are, what your number is, or anything. Or you can just call in and listen. You don't even have to talk. But we want you to kind of give your opinion about issues that negatively or positively affect black folk. This is what we want you to do. And one of the main things you need to do before you do anything is recognize who you are. Be proud of who you are. And that was in the conversation before we had a caller to call in. We were talking about how people were offended, how they were reluctant to support an organization that had the word black in it. You know, we had a hard time. We were trying to decide, when we were putting this organization together, we were trying to decide what the name would be, and we followed the national status quo from, you know, you've got two national chapters. You've got the National Black Chamber of Commerce, and you've got the U.S. Black Chamber of Commerce. And then we local chapters usually join the U.S. or the national chapter. Those are two national chapters that we have. And for either chapter, if you have to be, if you want to be a member of either of those chapters, you have to use the name Black or African American. You just can't. You have to pretty much identify who you are as a Black man. Some people they will accept the term African American, and either one of those terms must be used in order to be a part of the national or the U.S. Black Chamber of Commerce. So.
Bye.
loud. I'm black and I'm proud. So Ed Robinson, your host tonight and every night from 8:30 to 9:30. As I said, you know, previously, we are broadcasting out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. That's who we are representing, the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, of which I am the CEO and president. So we're working on trying to get some participation. We need to discuss issues that surround us, all around us, every day. Blackness. And, you know, well, there are a few of us that I don't know if you're fortunate or not. I'm getting ready to say fortunate that live in these upscale neighborhoods where there's not very much blackness. But is that a plus or what? And I think that you think it probably is, but then are you still interconnected with who you are? Are you still interconnected with who you are? And, you know, that is our purpose. That is what we do. And, you know, we've been here for the last hour, broadcasting out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're glad that you have been able to be with us this hour. Tomorrow night, we will be back with a continuing conversation on issues that we have been discussing tonight. We hope that we'll get more participation. Our call-in number is 516-453-9921. Call-in number again, 516-453-9921. The Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce Blog Talk Radio Show. With that, we'll leave you as we go out the way, same way that we came in. Good night. Seven months before AI.